WTOP News, I'm Ben Thomas. As the ceasefire between Israel and Iran holds, President Trump says the U.S. will hold talks with Iran next week.
The only thing we'd be asking for is what we were asking for before about we want no nuclear, but we destroyed the nuclear.
Joe Fetterman has more from Jerusalem.
Just as Israel is claiming victory in its war against Iran, the country has received a tough new reminder that the war in Gaza continues to grind on. 7 soldiers were killed in an explosion in the southern Gaza Strip. This was the deadliest single incident for the army in months. At the same time, Palestinians have been reporting dozens of people being killed each day as they try to collect food in Gaza. They say the Israeli army is opening fire at crowds of people. The army says it only opens fire when it sees people acting suspiciously, but that death toll continues to grow each day. Now, President Trump played a key role in forging this ceasefire between Israel and Iran, and now there are hopes in Israel, especially among families of hostages still held in Gaza and across Gaza, that Trump can use that same magic, that he can use his influence to forge another ceasefire and bring an end to more than 20 months of fighting.
At the NATO summit, leaders agreed to hike defense spending to 5% of GDP after pressure from President Trump. They also expressed an ironclad commitment to come to each other's aid if attacked. Mississippi's carried out an execution, and Lisa Dwyer reports another court ruling going against the Trump administration.
A federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction to stop the U.S. Department of Labor from shutting down a program for low-income youth called Job Corps, at least until a lawsuit against the move is resolved. Job Corps aims to help teenagers and young adults who struggle to finish traditional high school and to find jobs. The judge wrote that once Congress has passed legislation and sets aside funding, the Department of Labor is not free to do as it pleases. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Julie Walker has the story of a find from beneath Manhattan.
When the World Trade Center site was being rebuilt after the 9/11 attacks, a boat was found buried deep below. Turns out it was Revolutionary War era, and it's now being painstakingly restored by a team led by Peter Fick.
Our hypothesis
with the Center for Maritime Archaeology and Conservation
is that it was built as a small gunboat. There were 13 of them that were actually built in the summer of 1775 in order to protect the Delaware River, Delaware Bay, and ultimately Philadelphia from incursions by the British.
The boat's believed to have been built in Philly, but unclear how it ended up in Manhattan. By the 1790s, it was covered over as part of a project to expand Manhattan into the Hudson River. Once restored, the relic will live at the New York State Museum in Albany. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.